Welcome back, folks. This is our review time. We are going to be reviewing the Disney Plus show called The Book of Boba Fett. Come join our conversation because we want you to come join our conversation. The Book of Boba Fett. I still have my favorite guest here, Jaren and Aubrey. Good thing we're not recording a YouTube channel because you guys weren't paying attention.
Sorry.
Well, welcome back to the show. How are you guys doing?
We are doing great.
Good,
so
good, good.
We just got done recording our top five movies of the year. So we're doing back-to-back recording today because we have to get our thoughts and our feelings and our opinion about the Book of Boba Fett. Let me ask you guys, the Book of Baba, is it Baba or Boba?
It's
Baba
Boba. Fett.
Yeah, whatever.
Boba.
It's delicious drinks. Were you guys wanting this show?
To be honest.
Yes, I want you to be honest.
It kind of felt like, when Marvel came out with, so we had WandaVision,
mm-hmm.
and then right after that, what was it, like a week?
Yeah.
They brought out
2 weeks. I think 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
They brought out Winter Soldier and that. And
a crappy show. Yeah.
I mean, I already know that this one is going to be way better than Winter Soldier.
I hope so.
But it just, I know The Mandalorian came out, the last episode on that one was a while back, but I kind of felt like they don't need to do another Star Wars one. So I know they're coming out with multiple other ones.
Well, they reeled back. They actually canceled a bunch of them.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. They canceled Patty Jenkins. I don't know what movie that is, but this is create. You know, they had a difference in creation, but
because the last movie didn't do so good.
Well, her Wonder Woman movie didn't do so good.
Well, yeah, Wonder Woman didn't do so good. No, I'm talking about the last Star Wars movie.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Didn't do as well as projected.
Well, what's the last Star Wars movie?
The Last Jedi?
Or Rise of Skywalker.
It made $1 billion.
I know, but they expected more.
Of course they did.
But think about it. They
greedy
really,
bastard.
If you don't more. Hit $1.5 billion every movie, it's a bust.
I mean, okay, and I'll say, no. To answer your question, no. I was not wanting this.
I did not want it either.
Am I happy that I have something to watch? Sure. But I have lots I could watch. I could go back and watch another season of Beverly Hills Housewives if I really wanted to.
Oh my gosh. You're one of those people too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Oh my
gosh. I am all about Bravo.
Garbage TV.
Garbage. I said, but I do agree that there are, but the drama makes it more fun, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, but I'm the same. Are we going to watch it? Yeah, because it's. It's going to be
every Wednesday.
Yeah, it's an entertaining, but do we need it?
No. I didn't need it. And I'm on the same boat. I am happy, though, that we do get it because Boba Fett has been this legend of a character that he was on screen for maybe 3 minutes, entire trilogy. And they love this character. For some reason, they love this bounty hunter.
Fan base.
But is this series going to ruin that?
Well,
that aura.
Well, let's talk about the first episode of this show. And the first episode is called Stranger in a Strange Land, which is rightfully interesting how it connects to the Clone Wars, the episode 2. One of my favorite thing about this episode so far, or this show so far, is the very beginning scene. We get a glimpse of people's been asking, how the hell did he get out of that creature's, what is the creature called? Starlack? something.
Sandworm.
It's a tremor.
I am a Star Wars fan, and I can talk about Star Wars. Don't ask me what names are. I'm not good with names. So we're just going to call it the Sandworm.
Yeah.
Sarlacc or something like that. Anyways, so we were wondering how he got out of there. Right off the bat, first episode, we get that answer. And
Which was cool.
Yeah, it was just cool. And it says everything what the Return of the Jedi says when CPO, if you go back and watch it, CPO said that, oh, you're going to be fed to this creature and you're going to be, your whole body going to be dissolved and eaten by the intestine and all that stuff.
Yeah, so, decomposed slowly.
Yeah. And so CPO kind of gave that revelation and exactly what happened. My only concern was the only thing that when that scene came on was that stormtrooper. There was no stormtrooper in that one scene in Return of the Jedi when Luke went to rescue Princess Leia.
Didn't they hit two of them off?
I think two of them went off.
No, it wasn't a stormtrooper, guys. There was no stormtrooper in that scene. There was a stormtrooper that was looking for something in the desert, and that could have been them. But in that scene, when Luke fight in that ship, and when Boba Fett got, there was no stormtrooper.
He'd been there a while, though.
Well, that's the thing. It takes a while for him to de-digest. And I love the scene where you can see his armor, and it looked like it was been dissolving because of the acids in the body. And so we get this scene where he somehow takes the oxygen, put in himself to breathe, and then he uses his flame to burn through the stomach, and like a zombie came out of the sand. So we get right off the bat, John Favreau said, we're going to address the issue of how he got out. And boom, right off the bat, and he got out. And so I love the beginning of this. This episode was probably, it was really good. A lot of callbacks to Clone Wars, a lot of flashback to when he was a kid, and he was like, kind of like, if you think about it, he was a stranger even in that world when he was a kid, because he was actually in the shadow of his father, who is the clones, and Clone Wars was cloned after his father. And so he was kind of the stranger in that world because he was the only one that wasn't the clone. He was an actual son of I don't know what the guy's name
is. Django.
There you go. And so what did you guys think of this episode? What were some of your feelings? What were some of your dislike and some of the things that you like?
I'll go first.
Okay.
One of the things that, and it happened with The Mandalorian as well, is the episodes are too short. It was only like 35 minutes long or something.
Yes.
Anyways, but I did like how they did address, you know, they started off right in the episode. They answered probably a lot of people's questions, like, how the heck did this happen? Where did he get that? One thing that I didn't like, well, two things, is one that, I know he's not a Mandalorian.
Well,
kind of.
He is.
Or is he? He's not.
No.
They addressed it in Mandalorian.
He just wears. Yeah, I can't remember what he said.
Yeah, remember when he fought those stormtroopers, and then he popped out his graphic thing, and it showed his lineage tracing back to the Mandalorian.
Oh.
So he's not himself, but it's.
His lineage is
the descendant of
descendant of it.
Anyways, so the one thing that I know anyways, I don't like how he is always taking off his helmet.
Well, that's why he's not a true man.
Yeah.
Well, there are different types of Mandalorian.
Yeah, which is fair enough. We know what he looks like and everything, but that's why. I think, you know, in the other Star Wars movies, I know he was only in him for a short time, but he's got that mysterious aura.
I agreed.
That you're supposed to have.
I agree.
And now they're doing a series about him, so it's, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was my one gripe. And then the other one is, you know, he's taking over Jabba's.
Well, he's taking over Jabba's brother, because his brother took over, and then he dethroned him. Now he's taking over.
Yeah.
So I think it's Jabba's brother. I think. I got to go back.
He's taking over their spots, and, you know, those guys were ruthless. They, you know, they freaking threw people into the pit if they didn't like him, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
And they had a huge, people knew about them, you know.
Yeah.
But so far in this episode, you know, Boba Fett's supposed to be this ruthless bounty hunter killer kind of a dude, but mm-hmm. he's kind of like just a, and so far he kind of seems soft. Is that, I mean, we've only got little glimpses.
I think it's more like,
I want respect more than I want to just fear, place fear into people. I don't know.
Well, it comes back. This is why, I'll talk about, is there anything else?
No, I think, but so far, I think, I mean, we only got a little bit, and half of that was just sand people going.
Wait, do that.
See, I could be a sand people. But other than that, I think it was a good first introductory episode.
Okay.
Your Aubrey? Turn.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was still laughing at your.
Let's hear it, sand people.
I liked it. As I said, I don't know what to expect from it. So that's probably why I'm going to be easy to please with this one. He doesn't, like, essentially we're learning parts of his backstory.
Mm-hmm.
We're learning how, you know, obviously where he's been in this last 5 years in between everything happening and blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, obviously he's a bad A. But he's hurt. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, he's hurt.
Getting healed.
He keeps having to go into that tank.
Yeah, I wonder why.
He's healed for something. And they haven't really explained that. So it's interesting to see, like, okay, so he's able to be, like, severely dehydrated and still kill some weird sand alligator monster.
Yeah.
Godzilla
what
thing.
What was that?
But.
Well, we don't know if what he's being hurt now was the same that he was then, though.
Well, no, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay. I'm waiting to see, like, what's his hurt, you know, because he's survived a lot without.
What a little punk, that sand kid taking all the credit.
He's claiming he didn't know. Hilarious. But come on, the guy knew.
But the chief of the tribe knew. That little punk.
Yeah. See, that
what does he sound like?
What?
You're your impersonation.
No, I'll leave the impersonations up to you, because you went Wookiee on that last one. No, but yeah, I really it's one of those things where it's like, I don't have much to say because I don't know what to expect. I have zero theories. Because
it's all new stuff.
All
like
new,
it's,
so
they're just coming up with
it. There's tons of theory you can pull off right here.
But are we personally going to take the time to research it?
No, you're not. But I am.
Maybe we'll watch like a somebody else's YouTube video that tells
goodness.
Us.
I get it. One of my what interesting was, did you notice that the stick that the kid keep hitting Boba Fett, and he kept catching it in his hand, the stick? I think that the kid is in training. So that's why I think the chief knew, like, this kid can't kill this monster, because he's still training. Because eventually you see them he fight that one sand guy, and he had a different type of stick. He had a metal, like, it's almost like the eventually he's going to move to the top of this tribe somehow, some way. Because in the end, we know that he has that one type of weapon they use in Mandalorian.
Until Anakin comes and kills them all.
That's I think they passed out, right?
The women and the children.
Stop.
I do love this episode. Is that it's the callback to the Clone Wars. Now, we all probably agreed episode 1, 2, and 3 is trash.
Oh no, it's good.
there is, they serve purpose, they do serve purposes that they do have, they do further the lore of Star Wars. And yeah. I love the fact that we can go back and like connect it to that. So I, when he was in that, when he was being healed and keep flashing back and he keeps seeing himself, I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was cool how they can connect that to get to each other. One other thing to notice, if you go back and watch it, they did the same scene when he goes and pick up his dad's helmet when he got, but there was a couple of things that they changed from the Clone War movie. And so I thought that was pretty cool. This is how I'm going to put this episode. Have you ever read the book called The Prince by Machiavelli?
Machiavelli? No, I've read it. I know about it.
And in that book, I've read it. And it's a hard read. It's short, but it's hard. In that book, there's a quote that I love and I still ask today when I teach lessons. Is it better to be feared than loved if you cannot be both? That is the theme of this episode. What I'm touching on is what Jaren says, that he seems like, what did you say your word? He was soft. Well,
yeah.
I don't think he was soft because he understood Jabba ruled with fear and it didn't do any good. And he's trying to come from the perspective of love.
Love and respect.
Respect in that sense.
I feel like he wants to be worshipped as like a good guy. Like,
I think he wants to have a legacy like his dad.
Yeah.
His dad has a legacy that Clone Wars. That's all his dad. Yeah. And he wants to build an empire where it's like he wants to be loved, but at the same time want to be respected. And so you have this contrast of him and then the girl. I don't know her name. What is her name? I know the actress' name. Fennec. That's her name. If you watch them, Fennec comes off as feared. She wants to rule in fear. She wants people to be fear of Boba Fett. But Boba's like, no. It's good cop and bad cop. And that's how this works with them, is that you cannot be both. You cannot be one or the other. You have to balance. Machiavelli, when he wrote this, in a sense of he's talking to a prince who's going to become a king. And he's asking him, is it better for you to be loved? Maybe. But then people will take advantage of you if you want that. Or do you want to be feared? But then people won't respect you and that they hate you. So he's saying you cannot be both. So there's got to be a balance. And in this case, this episode kind of gives us a glimpse of how he wants to be, how he wants to rule as the new, you know, the new boss in town. Because you can't be both. And I love that there's a reason, there's another person to take over that fear side while he's the respect side. And it works pretty well with each other. And so I like this story a lot because I love The Prince was a good book. And if you read it, you get the sense of what this episode was. And I have a feeling Jon Favreau took a little bit from that aspect from the Machiavelli. And so what else? And then you get a fight scene. I thought the fight scene was kind of lackluster. You guys would agree with that?
Ninjas.
Yeah.
Electric ninjas.
Those ninjas, remember when he was talking to that one guy and he was talking about the mayor? It's like the mayor would not be pleased. Well, it's from the mayor. It's those guys are here. And it's funny, if you watch that guy, he walks away from that little trap where they put you down to that monster in the third one. He walks away from it. Then he turns and he tells him, but you better be careful what you say. You know, he's basically threatening him. And then so he couldn't be.
Yeah, but he was careful.
Yeah, he was careful. His timing, so those guys are from them. And I thought it was, I thought the action was kind of, wasn't that great. I thought, because we got to see Fennec in the season finale of Mandalorian. And that one scene when they rushed to get, you know, in the ship with all the women, she was kicking butt.
Yeah, we know she can kick butt.
Yeah, and it didn't look like
she... And so for just what? Would you say like five or six of those guys kind of really hurt
them?
They
had shields and lightning spears.
Yeah, but you know what that, you I know love what, the
go ahead.
The little green piggy men.
Yeah.
His servants. I can't remember what they're called, but I liked that they're like loyal to who's ever in charge.
But that's where Machiavelli, books comes in. Like, he, instead of having them fear him, he kind of like, hey, I'm going to give you a choice. I know you work for Jabba, but now you can work for me, and I will, and we can be respectful. And that scene I love because they show their loyalties, like you said, they actually helped them.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool. Is there anything besides the fact I think next time we'll review this after we see maybe two or three.
Because
short, and I feel like it's going to be a lot of information.
Yeah, there is a theory. There is a theory out there that Windu. How do you say his name?
Master Windu.
Yeah, Windu might show up.
Didn't he die?
You thought Darth Maul died. He didn't die.
That's true.
He got cut in half, and he had a robotic. He might show up as well because his organization is around at the same time as the timeline as this.
And is Math Windu.
Mace Windu. That's his name. Mace Windu.
Mace Windu.
He
got thrown out a window.
Yeah, but is he dead?
You really think they're going to get Samuel L. Jackson?
Hey, they can bring a lot of people. They brought Darth Maul back to life when he got chopped in half and fell down into space. You don't think they can do what Mace Windu, huh?
When did he show up in Darth Maul?
Darth Maul show up in Han Solo.
Oh yeah. I didn't like that one very much.
Yeah, he shows up in after that too. He shows up in the Clone Wars and the animation series, and he fights Obi-Wan, end up killing him in the end. But that's not till later. In fact, we might see Darth Maul in the Obi-Wan show. We don't know.
I'm excited for Obi-Wan.
Well, Obi-Wan will be good, but we will see Darth Vader and Obi-Wan for sure. So that's going to be the main character. So I don't think we'll see him, but I'll take my word back there. I don't think we'll see Darth Maul. And so,
what about the Emperor?
Well,
how he died.
He's still alive. He's still alive.
Yeah.
At this time, he's still alive because of Sky, Rise of Skywalker. He's hiding. I've been planning. All right, folks. I think we're going to cut that short today because there's not much to talk about, but I do love this episode just because I love the concept of the book called The Prince. And you can either be feared or you can be loved. You cannot be both. And you get that sense in this episode. We will be back. Thank you, Aubrey and Jaren. We'll be back to review. I think we'll wait two episodes and we'll talk about it. I think we'll have something to talk about.
Yeah.
And so, but excuse me. No COVID, I promise. If you have not subscribed, please hit that subscribe button. Like and comment. Let us know what you think of the show, the first episode. Let me know if you actually wanted this show. I'm really curious to see how many people wanted to see this movie or this show. So, but until next time, be kind.